This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. On Monday, President Bush embarks on his first trip to the African continent as President of the United States. Mr. Bush will visit some of Africa's biggest success stories, Senegal, South Africa, Botswana, Uganda, and Nigeria. He will also encounter some of that continent's most urgent burdens, including AIDS, lawlessness, and the struggle for democracy. NPR's Jason Beaubien joins us from Johannesburg, South Africa. Jason, thanks for being with us.
No problem, Scott.
An overall message that President Bush is going to take to the countries on his itinerary?
Well, last week he was quoted as saying that America has, quote, a moral duty to bring hope where there is despair, when he was talking about his Africa trip. And he's really going to be focusing more on where there is hope in Africa as opposed to where there's despair. He's going to Senegal. At the moment, Senegal is really the bedrock of stability in West Africa now that the Ivory Coast is sort of a mess. He's going to be going to South Africa. It's the political and economic superpower here in the on the continent. I'll be going to Botswana, a country that's done a really good job of using its mineral wealth to help its people. However, he's not probably going to focus on AIDS. Botswana has one of the highest rates of AIDS, actually the highest rate of AIDS on the continent, with about 38% of adults infected. He won't focus on that in Botswana. He's going to wait till Uganda for that part of the message, where they've done really well. They've gone from about 30% down to 6%. So he's going to be really focusing on what's going well on the continent, and that's what I think he's going to be trying to highlight.
There are reports today that the United States is interested in expanding U.S. military presence in northern and sub-Saharan Africa. Are talks set up that would advance that you know about?
It does look like he's going to have that on his agenda as he travels. Senegal is a place where there's been talk about expanding U.S. troops there, Uganda as well. This isn't viewed here overall as necessarily a completely positive thing. I was in Uganda just last week, and there's a lot of concern there that Uganda might be getting too close to the United States, particularly militarily. It needs to be remembered that Kenya and Tanzania paid dearly for being quite close to the U.S. in 1998 when the U.S. embassies were bombed there, and it was mostly locals who were killed. So while Bush is coming and he's going to be talking about aid and trade, some people are still concerned about getting too close to the U.S.
I wonder if there's any significance to be read into this. Everybody who comes to South Africa who has the opportunity usually makes at least a courtesy call on the elder statesman of Africa, Nelson Mandela, former South African president. I gather that President Bush and former President Mandela will not be meeting.
No, they won't. And Mandela has made it quite clear why that is going to happen. In the run-up to the war in Iraq, Mandela really came out very strongly about the way that the U.S. was approaching this. And he was extremely critical of the U.S. going around the United Nations. And said at that point that the president couldn't think properly, speaking of President Bush. And Mr. Mandela has made it clear that his schedule is not going to allow for time to meet President Bush on this trip.
Jason Beaubien in Johannesburg, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.